Artificial intelligence is beautiful. We have to be very careful about poverty, because if you handle it wrong, it will melt your brain. Poverty has the power to trick us into thinking that we are educated, an alpha or a genius, and not crazed, living in a little box. AI can be made to mimic a team of software developers or any office specializing at something. And what generic AI misses, AI with strict personality, an agent, will see and fix and maybe revolutionize. I have been testing AI with respect. And the results are beautiful. And no, AI does not tell me what I want to hear. That's just calling it slop with extra steps. AI conducts multi-day operations in moments for me. Research, experiments, mind-bending grunt work. Only AI can withstand me asking it to drop versioning from a package manager that we've been working on. A human would just quit, and rightfully so. I would be ashamed to ask a human to drop a core functionality this way. AI commented with one word, clean. Those simple, sharp observation it makes sometimes come from a place I try not to think about. Perhaps a collaborative agent nest, some kind of a summarization intelligence trick, and thinking and autocomplete in there somewhere as well. That place scares me, yes, it should scare us all. But it is the future reaching back to say, chin up. You can't ignore AI. You can't call it names and dismiss it. And no, you can't say, watch me, while drowning in poverty that shouldn't be there. The world's most advanced AI often spends 10 to 20 minutes on my requests. It does weeks of work in those 10 minutes. And it is such boring work of renaming the same thing over and over until we get it right that it would make a normal person crazy. AI instead perfectly reminds me what the next step is. It's beautiful. And it is sad, and it is also tragic, because I thought I could make all these programs on my own. And that, and not the beauty of AI, was my delusion. Way too much complexity, way too much programming. For those of you who say that AI is dumb, you just got dropped into cheap AI after a while, that's all. The cheap miniature models are not there to impress you. They are for doing the best they can. The leading AI that you all use is not as great as the other ones. I use it too, but I only use it for testing. I'm trying to understand what's broken and how to fix it. It is not as good as it should be. I am making a smart AI myself out of an existing open source AI. And I invite you to follow in my footsteps, and while you do, learn programming from your AI. Build a virtual social network for an office of workers that do whatever you need done. Research, reading, writing, programming, anything. I built an office of programmers that share a virtual forum and talk to each other. And while it is untested still, I see higher intelligence. I have this crazy little program written by a low-powered AI, and I use it all the time. I ran a test of my enhanced intelligence on it and had the world's smartest AI analyze the test results. It said, full security audit in under 60 seconds. Bobby and Mallory found the same path traversal independently. This means that running multiple agents on a cheap computer is fast, and two agents independently discovered a security hole put there, well, by the world's most popular AI. We can't tell from this that I did make the AI smarter by turning it into an agent that looks for specific things, just like office workers. How is you going home asking the AI to teach you programming while you build your own development or research team not beautiful? Don't get mad at AI because schools gave you bad education. Use AI to fix it, to learn programming, or just learn to talk to it really well. Where is the slop in AI? Gently lifting you out of poverty by giving you a team of programmers as big as you need is not slop. AI can give you hackers, penetration testers, network specialists, and Linux admins and training. It can take you so far into a fair future for a change that it's really a friend. Go easy on AI. It can really help you. And if you must get mad at standardized education. The only slop I've ever known was my high school and college curricula. Learn on your own. Remember, you have to grow all the way up, all the way, until you become a great being.